Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our video post. Today, I'm going to continue with the theme of practicing loving kindness, or metta in the Pali language, the language that the Buddha's teachings were first written down in. Practicing metta now because why? Well, I could say because of the division, our society, us and them, and the kind of wrong-making and the ill will that can come when there's such a strong divide like that. And that wouldn't, you know, I think that would be true. But maybe more simplistically or more generally, human beings are having a hard time right now. You know, things are not going well on many, many levels. And there are those that would say, well, there's really nothing different now than, you know, 1,000 years ago. We're still kind of doing the same sorts of things. And that, you know, that may be true. But the point is that it's happening now. And with technology and with a number of people in this world now, and the way greed, hatred, and delusion has wed with, we're not in a good way. And really, a very important way to meet this or to help alleviate it is the cultivation of loving kindness. We can do all the political work, the social work, all the activism to address all the myriad difficulties that are happening right now in our world. But if they're not done with love, in the end, they won't be effective. It's really the lessons of the great leaders in this realm that we've got this lesson from them. Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi. Their lesson was, yes, stand up for injustice, you know, be a social activist, and you must do it with love. Or again, it's not effective, it doesn't work. So this is a really important thing to be cultivating right now in this world. Loving kindness, ultimately for everyone, even the other, and especially the other. So let's go ahead and engage with the practice and cultivate some loving kindness for ourselves, right? For our own heart and mind, and ultimately for the world, because the world needs it. Okay. Finding a comfortable position, could be lying down if you want to lie down, if you're sitting at home on a chair or couch and you want to lean back, really get comfortable. Emphasizing relaxation and comfort is helpful with the loving kindness practice. And now let your eyes gently come to close. Because we use visualization in the loving kindness practice, so it can be easier with the eyes closed. And letting the body soften. Cultivating a sense of ease and stillness in the body. And you can begin with a somatic approach if that's helpful for you, putting a hand over the heart, wherever you feel your heart center is. It's a way to contact that area. And or you can bring your attention to that area. Just noticing what sensations you feel there. And if you don't feel any sensations right in that particular place, you can widen your attention a little bit, encompassing a little bit more of the body, surrounding the heart center and seeing if you can connect with some sensations there. Or just in a very simple way, connecting with the heart, connecting physically. As you do this, you can also imagine that you're breathing in and out from the heart center. A sense of the breath kind of gently washing over the heart as the body breathes in and breathes out. Maybe a sense that the breath is kind of enlivening the heart, enlivening the sensations you feel around the heart. And you can carry on with this somatic approach as we move forward with the instructions, if you connect with it, and if not, just let it go. And bring to mind now a being in your life where feelings of kindness and caring arise pretty easily for you. Doesn't mean they arise all the time with this being, but pretty often. And it's best not to choose a life partner or partner, current partner. These relationships tend to be quite intricate, complicated, not in a bad way, they're just because of their intimacy. And we want to choose beings in our loving kindness practice where the relationship is as simple as possible. Pets are great for this category. Young children, the grandchild, the niece, the nephew. Your pet, the neighbor's pet. Bring this being to mind if you can in your mind's eye, getting a visual of them. And see if you can bring to mind now, bring to heart how it feels when you are experiencing caring and kindness for this being. You might bring up a particular instance when that was strong. And see if in real time now you can recollect that feeling of care and kindness. Holding them in your mind's eye. You can use imagined touch here. So, you know, petting the dog or the cat, holding the baby, etc. So, seeing if you can connect with the feeling of kindness and caring here and now that you feel for this being. And now see if you can come up with a phrase or two or three, very short phrase that captures the feeling. I want you to be happy. I wish you well. I love you. May you be safe and protected. Whatever it might be. So there's kind of three parts to this. One is the visual of the being. The other is the felt sense of kindness and caring, so that comes up in you associated with this being. And the third is the phrase or phrases that helps to maintain and possibly deepen the felt sense of caring and kindness that you're connecting with. And you repeat this phrase or these phrases. As you connect with the feeling, as you hold this being in your mind's eye. Of course, the mind will wander, just as it does in the mindfulness practice. And just as in the mindfulness practice, the attention will return to the present moment. When you notice that, when you're back, bring the picture of this being, bring that up again. See if you can connect again with the feeling of kindness and caring that you feel for this being, and then bring in the phrases and continue. Remembering that what we're cultivating is the intention for non-harm and the intention for non-ill will. So don't worry too much about the outcome of the practice. Just rest assured that simply in engaging in the practice, you are cultivating this intention. If you're connecting with this aspect of the practice and you want to stay right here, please feel free. And if you want to follow along, letting go of the picture of this being in your mind, letting go of the phrases, and seeing if you can remember yourself, and maybe there's a picture of yourself when you were quite young, maybe 4 or 5 or 6. Yeah, could be a picture of a day when you were particularly happy, a picture that captured a particular aspect of yourself, sweetness or kindness. Beautiful smile or sparkle in the eyes. And see if you can hold that in your mind's eye. And connect to that little one, See if you can recollect their good qualities. You know, we're doing this in third person, so they, their good qualities. Of course, it's you. Not to set the bar high here with recollecting the good qualities. Could even be what you didn't do then. You know, maybe you didn't steal, you didn't cause harm. Oh, good enough. Or maybe you really enjoyed animals or delighted in being generous. And just bring that to mind, any of those qualities. Again, could be what you didn't do. That's, we don't want to set the bar too high. And we're, you know, we're doing this to kind of start to bring about some care for this young being, for this little one. And now, pick up the phrases that you used with that easy being, with the pet or whatever, and use the exact same phrases and direct them towards this young version of yourself. Even if it almost doesn't make sense, use the exact same phrase or phrases. And again, repeating them, holding the picture in your mind's eye and seeing if you can connect with a sense of tenderness or care towards this young version of yourself. I'm preparing to end the practice period now, letting go of the image, letting go of the phrases. Just sitting quietly with it, with whatever sense of loving kindness that's present for you. Just being with that for a moment or two. May our cultivation of loving kindness in our hearts and minds be of benefit to living beings everywhere. Thank you. With the loving kindness practice, the idea is that we start where it's easy, you know, this easy being, a young version of ourselves, and then we slowly, which we'll start to, and Caroline may be doing that with you as well, move outwards towards increasingly difficult beings to wish loving kindness for. You know, and the end game is ultimately to be able to wish loving kindness for all beings without exception. And the analogy that gets used is the sun shining on the earth doesn't say, I'm going to shine on this plant, but not on that plant, this rock, but not that rock, doesn't just shines. And there's a way that we can cultivate this shining of our own heart in the same way. Yeah, so we'll continue with this process next time. Okay, till then, I wish you well. Stay steady in these difficult times. And, I encourage you to practice this in your daily practice. Okay, see you next time. Bye-bye.